Call the November 9th Amherst Town Council meeting to order. First item on the agenda, if everybody would please silence their cell phones. The next two items is the Pledge of Allegiance and the invocation. We'll all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. And then once we get to the invocation, if you're uncomfortable or wish to leave, you may, and then one of the police officers will get you and bring you back in. Invocation, Mr. Thompson, if you would please lead us in the invocation.
All right.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and every day, Lord. We thank you for the blessings that you continue to pour on us. We ask that when we're done here tonight with business, that you would look over, guide us, and give us a safe trip home and a bright day tomorrow. These things I ask in your most holy and glorious name. Amen.
Amen. Would you please check to see if anybody signed for any comments? No. Okay. Next item is the consent agenda. I will entertain a motion to accept the minutes as presented from last month's meeting.
I'll make the motion.
A motion from Mr. Watts. We have a second. Second from Mr. Higginbotham. Is there any discussion? There being none, vote, Ms. Turner.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried, 5-0-0. Next item, the all staff reports are attached. Committee reports, I believe the Finance Committee did not meet. Did the Utilities Committee meet?
We did not meet.
The other two, and if I'm wrong, the other two have met, but need to meet, except for the Banner Committee, but the Parking Committee has met, but they need to meet again, and hopefully in December they will be bringing something to Council. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And same thing with the Banner Committee?
Yeah, we had several things. We tried several times, and we just kept in conflict, so we're going to try again after between now and the next meeting.
All right. That sounds like plenty. All the others, and it's your turn again. Captain Payne, anything from the water?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Moving right along at a pretty good clip. We need to set the public hearing for the rezoning for the high school. Ms. McDuffie.
Yes, sir. So the Planning Commission held three public hearings at their last meeting for Amherst County High School. One of those is for the rezoning, one is for a special use permit for parking, and one is for a finding of substantial accord with the comprehensive plan. Both the special use permit for a parking master plan and the finding of substantial accord are items that the Planning Commission approves and will be brought to Council just for basically affirmation. So you do not need to have a public hearing on those. However, you are required to have a public hearing on the rezoning. We're asking that you set that public hearing for your December meeting.
Okay, I will entertain a motion to set the public hearing for December.
I'll make that motion.
Motion from Ms. Turner. We have a second, please.
Awesome.
Second from Ms. Wheaton. Any discussion, Ms. Wheaton?
No.
All right. Call for a vote to set it for December, the public hearing for December. Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried, 5-0-0. Ms. McGuffin, the approval for additional calls for the public first.
Yes, as Council knows, we have had an endless array of trouble getting the final section of pipe lined on the Union Hill stick for our sewer rehabilitation project. We have been working through USDA and with the contractors to come up with a way to get this done in a way that does not create additional review on the USDA side, which is very time consuming. We have finally gotten it approved through USDA for the method, which is pipe bursting, so that we do not have to have any environmental impacts of building a road to be able to get to this section of pipe. However, because of the time delay getting it through USDA, we do have an additional cost from the contractor. The additional cost is $33,675. USDA will not be paying that amount. That is an amount that would be paid for by the town. The only other option we have is either to not do this and to close the project out without getting this section of pipe done, or to go back out to bid with another contractor. I don't believe either one of those would save us any additional money, and certainly wouldn't save us additional time. So staff's recommendation is that we approve this funding.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve this funding.
I make that motion.
A motion from Ms. Wheaton. May I have a second, please?
I'll second.
Second from Mr. Watts. Discussion, Ms. Wheaton?
No.
Mr. Thompson?
No.
Mr. Watts? No. Mr. Higginbotham?
Why are they requiring that much money?
So the pipe bursting is a more expensive technology than either replacing the pipe or doing the traditional lining. But with both the replacement of the pipe and the traditional line, you actually have to be able to get the equipment into the alongside the entirety of the pipe. Pipe bursting, essentially, they sit at one end of the pipe and they push the lining through from that. So you're actually, there's a force, and you have to have specialized equipment. USDA gave permission for us to use this technology, and at the time, the contractor was willing to do it for a set price. But the delay getting it through USDA for approval added about another 8 months from the time the contractor agreed to that price. And at this point, the contractor is like, we can't even do it for that price anymore. So this additional cost has to do with the cost of going through that USDA approval process to do something different. And so that's where we ended up with the time delay. The challenge for us, and the reason why this is the best of a series of bad options, is USDA, unlike the projects we fund through the drinking water funding, USDA, you use all your loan money first, and then at the end of the project, you're using grant funds. So anything we don't spend on this is the free money portion of the project. We're not spending loans right now, we're spending grant funds. When we do drinking water funds, like we're doing with the water treatment plant, those are funds that you're spending equivalent portions of grant and loan throughout the project. So if you save money, we save money, and the granting agency saves money as well. We really want to get this last section done, and the only option USDA gave us is don't do the pipe, you pay this additional amount, or you rebid it. Those are the only three options we have. So this is where we've gotten stuck.
And we use the grant money, right?
Well, this is actually, this $33,000 is not going to be funded by USDA. This will be funded by us in order to get this USDA grant funding for the section of pipe, which is going to be in excess of $200,000. So we're spending this to get that.
Thanks, Tom.
No questions.
Okay, call for a vote, Ms. Tom.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. 500. The unlicensed vehicle handout, Ms. Kemp and Ms. McGuffin, would you like to go over that?
Okay. So this was an issue, Ms. McGuffin can fill you in on sort of how we got here, but your current ordinance is the abandoned vehicles, it's Article 4, and that's the redline version. And in your current ordinance, it basically says you can't have an inoperable vehicle on your property, but it's specifically R1, R2, B1, and B2. So it's not universal. I'm not sure why these particular zoning districts were included and others were excluded, but that's essentially what you all have currently. I think based on some needs and some problems that have arisen, it would be beneficial just to remove those so that it doesn't matter, you know, how it's zoned for these inoperable vehicles. I also provided you all with just a sample. The way other localities do it sometimes is they have inoperable vehicles that I would say they more focus on when a car is on the side of the road and it gives the police the right to tow it, or left in a parking lot, or even on someone's property, and it's just inoperable or abandoned. There's also generally an ordinance as a component within the zoning ordinance where people are keeping cars, working on cars, etc., and puts it in a zoning context, because it's not uncommon to get complaints from neighbors that hey, my neighbor has, you know, 1, 2, 5, 20 old cars. He says he's working on them, but they've been dismembered for, you know, years. They're rusting. And this would give your zoning administrator the ability to handle these under the sort of the zoning context. You don't have to enact anything. I would recommend at least removing from your current abandoned vehicles language this the specified zoning districts, because it's not all of them, and unless someone had a historical reason for excluding some, I don't know the answer to that. So I'm happy to answer any questions or concerns.
And if I may add to that, Mr. Mayor, the other thing that's really elegant and nice about what Ms. Kemp has put together for the zoning ordinance part is this will address some other concerns that we've had from property owners in town, where we have people who are meeting the current code and that they have unlicensed vehicles, but they've got them, you know, under a cover in their backyard, but it exceeds the number that this is allowing. So what this would do is allow us to go to somebody who's got 2 or 3 or 4 of these and say, you're allowed 1, screen, undercover, those kinds of things, and we'd be able to put a limit on it and address some additional items that we have in town and some additional complaints. And doing it through the zoning ordinance means that we can take some of that enforcement trouble away from the police department, so that they're not dealing with some of these neighbor issues, and it's more properly placed in the context of the zoning ordinance, which is really the kind of complaint it truly is.
Okay, so with this, do we need to set a public hearing for this? It's
really up to the council on what speed you want to handle this. If you all, because you just got this, if you want to take it some time to look at it and set the public hearing next month for January, that's fine. If you'd like to go ahead and set the public hearing to open the discussion for next month, you may do that as well. So however the council would like to proceed.
I'll ask for consensus. My thinking, since we just got this tonight, let's chew on it, come back in December, talk about it, and set the public hearing for example. Is that a single consensus? Okay, that's what we do. Now, moving right along, matters from staff. Let's go around. Captain Payne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mayor, members of council, I just wanted to take a moment and address a couple things. We have started our toy drive for this year. It's our 5th annual toy drive. We've already received several donations from several events that we've had, the Halloween event and then Apple Harvest Festival. The Halloween Bash, we partnered with Second Stage. It was amazing. We had a great turnout. We had a lot of positive comments about that. I also wanted to talk to you about Canine Sky and Officer Rose and give you all an update on that. They passed with flying colors, I think, top of the class that they were in. But we had an incident on November 3rd. Officer Rose was working. There was an attempted or what possible break-in at the Amherst Middle School, which is in the county. The county units were at the jail, or they were either tied up with that. So their supervisor requested that Officer Rose first respond to that location. Officer Rose, arriving on scene, found several doors open and lights on in some buildings, and utilized Canine Sky as, one, his partner, because he was the only one there, and two, to try to attempt a track with Canine, with Sky, around the area to see if he could locate somebody. I didn't know if it was somebody actually trying to get in the school, or somebody, you know, trying to just get in the building, somebody possibly homeless living in the woods in that area or anything like that. So he wanted to see if he could locate the individuals. Well, Canine Sky directed him on about, what, a 300-yard, 200-yard track around the building, through the tennis court area, and across the front yard or grass area of Amherst Middle School. And if you've seen that area, it's a fairly large area in the front of the building right there on 60, and led right to the wood line. And Officer Rose, being there by himself, decided not to go in the wood line because he didn't have backup or anything. but she was able to pick up the track from the buildings behind the school and lead all the way around. Well, the county eventually found the perpetrators that were there. It was a couple of juveniles trying to get in the buildings and mess around. And they actually lived in that area where Skye was actually heading to, and led Officer Rose on a track pretty much dead accurate right to where they were heading to in the woods and all that. So she did an outstanding job. Just wanted to give you all a heads up on that, she's doing good things, and we're going to be utilizing her a lot more here going forward. So, Officer Rose is here if you all have any questions for him.
So. Good job at doing on the beach.
Anything else to add? All right. Thank you all.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ms. Tracy? Ms. Vicki? Ms. Thompson?
No, sir.
Ms. Vicki?
No, sir.
Ms. Garrett?
Nothing more than what I've already done.
I've seen you on your phone. That's worrying me, but I didn't have to move on. Ms. Kim?
Yes, sir.
And Ms.
I hope you pay special attention to some of the pictures you had in your plants report from Mr. Williams. There is a lot going on at the water treatment plant, and you can really start to see some of the changes happening. So we can't wait to see the next set of things occurring, and look forward to giving you all a tour of the complete work.
All right. Matters from council.
Two things. One, the town might want to look at doing something at these parking areas up here, like signage. A couple of us have noticed actually that when the farmers markets go in, they take up all the town spots, and there's no spots left for town customers. We need to just do something to, I think, at least hold up a couple of those customers. So that's a suggestion I have. Second thing I have is I want to congratulate the four winners that are here tonight. Everybody did a fantastic job with the campaign and whatnot. This will actually be my last meeting because I have a conference to be at during the next week. So I will not be here for the December meeting. But I enjoyed working with everybody. It was a good run, and I'm proud of myself.
All right. On that note, Mr. Chase, we congratulate you for a good run. And we're still looking forward to you on the Planning Commission, but so, you know, you're still working. Mr. Driscoll, congratulations. Mr. Higginbotham, Ms. Wheaton, congratulations. Kenna, the one thing I like to say is, you know, if you think about it, you and I have been together in service for over 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
Between the police department and here.
Yep.
So you're truly going to be missed. You're kind of like my sounding board. And
I'm not going to let y'all forget me.
And my yelling person if I need to yell at something. So I'm going to say you're going to be deeply missed. And you know, part of it's selfish because for over 30 years we've been together.
We have.
And so...
But I'm going to sit back in the corner and ghost too.
That's...
I
just wanted to say that to everybody.
I appreciate it.
Mr. Higginbotham, you discuss your time.
I just want to say I enjoyed working with you. You brought a lot to the table.
Well, thank you. I appreciate enjoying it.
Definitely.
And so, but I've had a run now. I've had, 40 years. I don't know how many exactly. So it's time for the old brother to retire.
That's a good run.
Yeah.
Ms. Clement?
No.
All right. With all that, Ms. Rose, can you check and see if anybody slipped in and signed for comments?
No, sir.
They didn't. All right. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I will make that motion.
Motion from Ms. Turner. May I have a second?
A second.
Second from Mr. Higginbotham. All those in favor say aye.
The last time, hey.
All right. 4-1-0.
How you doing?